I have two verses of scripture that I'm going to use as my text today. The first one is found in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. The scripture says, "For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in good works." The other scripture is from 2 Corinthians 5. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." My friends, when a person meets the Savior, when the Lord Jesus indeed does make that man a new creature, a new person, what are some of the things that become new? That's what Paul said. All things become new. Well, what are some of the things that become new? Well, I'll tell you this. God gives us a new heart. He said, "Take away the stony heart. I'll give you a new heart." And then we have a new life. "The life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who gave himself for me." And then we have a new family. "Beloved, now are we the sons of God." We are members of God's family, sons of God. And then not only a new heart, a new life, a new family, but we have a new walk. "God hath ordained that we should walk in good works." But basically, there are many things that are new, but basically there are two things that God gives in the new creation, in the new creature, which affects everything else. He gives him two vital things. Number one, a new understanding, a knowledge of God. And then secondly, God gives us a new will. Let me ask you a question. What was the first thing in the old creation of the world? The first thing that God did in creating the world. Well, let me tell you, Genesis 1 says this, "The earth was without form, and darkness was upon the face of the deep." Darkness. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. That's what happened when God created the world. The first thing he said is, "Let there be light." And I'll tell you this, the first thing that takes place when a person is brought from death to life, from darkness to light, is God gives him the light of the gospel. Listen to Paul in 2 Corinthians 4. "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." The first thing in conversion is the light of understanding. You know, Paul said this, We know that the Son of God has come and given us an understanding, given us knowledge, that we may know God that is true, and that we're in God that is true. This is the true God. This is eternal life. That's right. The first thing God does in saving a sinner is lighten his understanding. The Apostle Paul literally walked in ignorance and darkness. He was very religious, but he walked in ignorance and darkness until the Lord opened his mind and gave him an understanding and knowledge of who Jesus Christ really is. You know what Paul said? "I know whom I have believed. I know him whom I believe. And I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." Paul not only knew who Christ is, but he knew why Christ came into the world. This is what he said. This is a faithful saying. It's worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world. For what purpose? To save sinners, of whom I am the chief. The Son of Man is come into the world to seek and to save that which is lost. Who is Christ? He's Jesus of Nazareth. What did he come to earth to do? To save sinners. He said, I am come that you might have life and you might have it more abundant. When God opens a heart, gives enlightenment and understanding to a man, he knows who Jesus Christ is. And he knows why the Lord Jesus came to earth to save sinners. But let me tell you something else he knows. That man knows that the only way that God can be just, the only way that a holy God can be just and holy and save sinful men is for Jesus Christ to die on the cross to save our sinful souls. Who is Jesus Christ? He's the Son of God. Why did he come into this world? To save the lost. How did he save them? By sacrificing himself on the cross of Calvary. Let me tell you what the scripture says. Jesus died, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. When we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. In Christ we have redemption. How? Through his blood, the forgiveness of sin. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Are you with me? My friends, this is the gospel. This is the only gospel. This is the gospel that saves sinners. When we find out who Jesus Christ, when God gives us the light of understanding, we find out who Jesus Christ is. He's the Son of God. He's the Son of the Almighty God. And why did he come to earth? He came into this world to seek and to save that which is lost. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the chief. How did he save them? By the sacrifice of himself. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Now let me ask you the fourth question. Where is he now? We know who he is. He's the Son of God. We know why he came to save sinners. We know how he saved them by dying on the cross of Calvary. Where is he now? Let me tell you, this man, Jesus Christ, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin forever, sat down on the right hand of Almighty God. That's where Jesus Christ is. He is exalted to the right hand of the Heavenly Father to make intercession for us. Listen to what Paul wrote in Philippians 2. Jesus Christ, being found in fashion as a man, humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God hath highly exalted him and given him a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow in heaven, in earth, and under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Now, my friend, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. He's a new person. All things become new. And basically, there are two things that God gives in the new creature. And that is a knowledge of Jesus Christ, a knowledge of the gospel, a knowledge of God Almighty, new understanding of who God is and who Christ is and why he came to this world. Now, watch this. The second new thing that takes care of everything, and that is a new will. God not only gives us a new knowledge, new understanding of who God is and who Christ is and what he came to do and why he came to do it and where he is now. But God gives us a new will. There can't be a new man without a new will. Because the will is the ruling factor. The will commands the whole man. The old will is in bondage to self and to sin, but the new will is free to come to Christ. Our Lord said of the natural man, you know what he says of all men? You will not come to me that you might have life. You know what the Lord Jesus said? No man can come to me except be given him of God the Father. And this is what the natural man said at Calvary's cross. You know what they said at the cross of Calvary? We will not have this man reign over us. We will not. So there's got to be a new man with a new will. And the will is the ruling factor. It commands the whole man. The new will is free to come to Christ. Thank God that as the Lord has given to us knowledge who Christ is, what he did, why he did it, where he is now, God Almighty not only has given us a knowledge and understanding of the gospel, he's made us willing to come to Christ. That's what David wrote in the Psalms. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. And Paul said in 2 Corinthians, there will be a willing mind. I will come to Christ. Those who hear the gospel and see the Savior, they will come to Christ. They will come willingly. They will come completely. They will come believing, trusting, resting in him. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth Jesus to be Lord, and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's right. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with a willing mouth, confession is made unto salvation. One of the old writers gave this glorious, wonderful invitation. Come, ye sinners, poor and needy, weak and wounded, sick and sore. Jesus, ready, stands to save you, full of pity, love, and power. So I will arise and go to Jesus. He will embrace me in his arms, in the arms of my dear Savior. Oh, there are 10,000 charms. Let not conscience make you linger, nor fitness fondly dream. All the fitness he requireth is to feel your need of him. I know who he is. God gave me understanding, and I will. God has given me a new will. I will arise and go to Jesus. He will embrace me in his arms, in the arms of my dear Savior. Oh, there are 10,000 charms. I tell you, when God gives a man these two things, an understanding of who Christ is, he will come to Christ. Somebody said one time, well, if you will, God will. No, my friends, you've got it backwards. If God will, you will. If God will, you will. Join us next Lord's Day for this program. And until then, I bid you a very pleasant good day.